Well, the hedgerows are the glory of these small fields, especially when the hawthorn foams into streams of blossom each May and June. These sublime words of John McGahern describe the profusion of white blossom on the hawthorn tree at this time of year. It's also known as the whitethorn or the May tree, and Leitrim is renowned for its abundance of this particular iconic tree. Well, the Leitrim Hawthorn Project is a new community initiative inviting all of us to take part in workshops and events throughout the summer and autumn to explore the heritage of the hawthorn tree. The organisers are particularly keen to hear from farmers about their own stories about this native species. Well, Jerry Bowen joins me this morning from his Leitrim farm, along with choreographer and community activist Edwina Guckian. Jerry and Edwina, you're very welcome. I'm going to go to you first, Edwina. I gather you're on Aranmore Island, actually, this morning. Tell us a little bit about the idea behind the Leitrim Hawthorn Project.
Morning, Ella. It's a wonderful project. There's six artists involved in it from Leitrim, and really it's just about looking at our hawthorn tree and the significance of it around biodiversity, in art, in culture, in our calendar customs. And it's in abundance and ever so obvious now more than ever because of the huge display it's putting on this year more than ever. So in Leitrim, in a square kilometre, we have an average of 22.5 kilometres of hedgerow, and the majority of those you'll find are hawthorns. So there's an amazing display at the moment of white flowers.
They are amazing, aren't they? And anyone driving, I don't know, even down motorways in Ireland, if you look at the fields, the white hedgerows, I mean, that's the hawthorn tree, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's very obvious. And one of the comments actually this week on our social media channels have been, the main comment is that people didn't realise there were so many hawthorn trees across Ireland.
And as part of the project, you're having events and workshops and all the rest. Do you also want people to plant more trees?
Yes, exactly. So as part of the project, we have workshops in printing and painting using the hawthorn. We have workshops in creating tinctures and tea and looking back at the old cures and remedies using the hawthorn. I'm looking at calendar customs. And then we're hoping as well for people to we're hoping to give out trees come winter and plant them, and that people can use these trees then to have as their hawthorn tree in their garden, but particularly to have them as their May bush. So my involvement in the project is to look at the May bush tradition on the first day of May and how people would have decorated their hawthorn tree outside their house to celebrate Beatana. And hopefully next year everybody will have their own hawthorn and May bush tree in their garden that they'll be out decorating and celebrating with music and song and dance around the tree that night.
That's open to anyone in Ireland, not just people in Leitrim.
Of course. Wouldn't it be amazing if everybody took this project to their own county and used it and celebrated? We're just using this as a model that people can take. It definitely isn't our project. It's Ireland's project.
And our listeners can probably hear birdsong there. And Jerry, you are a farmer in Leitrim. The birdsong is coming from your farm, and no doubt they are benefiting from the hawthorns themselves.
Hello, Ellen. Good morning to you. I'm in a field here now. It's barely much more than an acre, and there is a hawthorn hedge set around it. I set it about 12 years ago, and we laid some of it down last year, and we're going to be laying a little bit more down more in the winter time again.
It sounds like you're playing a tape of birdsong. It's hard to believe that's actually
They're all out. It's like they're Leitrim's Got Talent for them this morning competition.
Singing for RTE. There's a great reverence for the tree in Irish folklore, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's very much respected. Everybody, but especially amongst the farming community. Now we wouldn't. There's a lone bush. I'm looking at a lone bush down in the field I'm in at the minute now, and like it could be there hundreds of years, like, and nobody has ever touched it. Machinery has to go around it. There could be a contractor here with 200-300 million worth of machinery, and they all have to go around. They all have to avoid the hawthorn.
And why is that?
Because I'm happy to do it. It's not a bother.
Yeah, the lone hawthorn bush is sort of an iconic thing in the Irish landscape, isn't it? Why is it that there is this idea that you do not touch the hawthorn tree?
Yeah, it's still alive. It's still alive today, and hopefully it'll be carried on as well. Like, because if they're standing for the last couple of hundred years, there's nothing to say that they couldn't be there in the next couple of hundred years.
And as beautiful as they are, they have a kind of superstitious aura, don't they, Jerry? I mean, I think one of the reasons people don't go near them is the sense that something bad might happen if you cut a hawthorn tree down.
Yeah. There has been a few incidents of that here in Leitrim, where people has interfered with them, and not great outcomes for the people. But
Edwina, that you must relate to that too. This idea that it has authority, and you don't go near it, do you?
Yeah, that's true. There's, as Jerry said, there's lots of stories of people, you know, possibly cutting them down on ring forts or by themselves, as in a lone bush, and suffering the consequences afterwards, be it ill health or something that might have happened on their farm or their family. So they're very much associated with the fairy, and that it would be a portal to the other world, or also as a burial ground, be it in famine times or the unbaptized child. So they're quite significant trees, and when you see them dotted across the landscape, particularly as the lone bush, you know that they're very special and something that we honour and don't tamper with.
And Jerry, you'll be visiting all four Leitrim marts over the next few months. You want to hear from farmers about their stories. You're keen. Do you want to hear from farmers outside of Leitrim too?
Yeah. We wouldn't specifically have it within the borders of Leitrim. We would we would like to expand, surely. And you know, it's all the hawthorn bush across the ditch in Roscommon has as much right to its story as the Leitrim one.
You tolerate a story from Cork?
We could get one. Funny enough, I was talking to somebody from Cork a couple of days ago, and they never heard of that. They were more on about fairy passes down there. They have fairy passes, but they're probably Cork even too. Yeah, Cork anywhere.
Yeah, and Edwina, you are trying to revive as well the Maybush celebration. Just briefly tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so the Maybush tradition on to celebrate Bealtaine, basically. There's two aspects to it. So the first would be the Bealtaine boys, or the May boys, would cut a branch from the hawthorn tree and carry it around. They would dress in straw, much like the mumming and straw boy tradition. Mm. And on May morning, they would go from house to house carrying this bush, playing music and singing and dancing. And they would say, "This morning, as the sun did rise, we decorated this hawthorn for you to despise. With our fiddles, flutes and tin whistles, we'll play to bring you good cheer on the 1st of May." And then the children and the families would rise on May morning, or also on May Eve, and decorate their hawthorn outside with ribbons and tinsel. And in the old days, they decorated them with painted eggshells left over from Easter. And then that night they would sing and dance, play music and feast all around the hawthorn. That's from pagan times. And I thought it would be a lovely custom to resurrect. Not that it needs resurrecting, it's already in abundance in the south of Ireland, but it would be lovely to bring it back into the northwest again.
Absolutely, and bringing communities together as well. Edwina, finally, briefly, Leitrim Hawthorn Project, if people Google it, presumably they'll find a link to be able to contact you to get involved.
Yes, exactly. We're on Instagram, Leitrim Hawthorn Project, and if you want to contact directly, it's leitrimhawthornproject@gmail.com.
Edwina Guckian, thank you very much. And Jerry Bowen, many thanks as well for joining us. I'm very reluctant to say goodbye to you, Jerry, because I quite like hearing that bird song. But have a good day, and thank you very much.
Come down to Leitrim sometime, and you'll be take a stool out to the field, and we'll bring you a mug of tea.
Lovely. Sounds like heaven. Thank you very much, and best of luck with the project.